We aren't supposed to have to think about Martin Luther King Jr. today. After all, yesterday was MLK Day, right? We got the day off, and maybe if you're trying to be a really good citizen, you took the kids to the Museum of African American History in Detroit, or some celebration of the day in Grand Rapids or Flint. Or maybe not. You just had a much-needed day off if you were a public employee and tried to get caught up on stuff. Don't worry, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I never met Martin Luther King, but I've talked to many people who did. My guess is that he would have privately hated yesterday. Sure, he would have been pleased that there was a federal holiday to commemorate the struggles African Americans went through, but he would have instantly recognized we were doing this in part instead of thinking about the problems that remain. By setting aside a day for King, we're able to once more ghettoize our feelings about race, walling them off into this one day. The day, by the way, is supposed to be on MLK's birthday, but most of the time doesn't fall on the actual day. When Congress was establishing the holiday, they decided to put it on the closest Monday to his birth, which was really January 15th. The most important thing, of course, was to have another three-day weekend. You have to keep your priorities straight. Following the assassination, America made Martin Luther King Jr. into a plaster saint. He could then be held out as the good civil rights leader, all about nonviolence and peaceful protest, and be contrasted with those bad civil rights leaders, like Malcolm X. The radical parts of MLK's legacy were forgotten, such as his bitter denunciation of American policy in Vietnam, and he was reduced to some safely sanitized quotations from the I Have a Dream speech. He would have hated that. That's not who Martin Luther King Jr. was. He was militant and shrewd. He was also a flawed, flesh-and-blood human being, and he knew it. By the way, here's my favorite Martin Luther King Jr. quote. "Nothing pains some people more than having to think. Rarely do we find men who willingly engage in hard, solid thinking. There's an almost universal quest for easy answers and half-baked solutions." Those words are especially relevant for Michigan today. For some years, the folks at the Martin Luther King Center in Atlanta made a point of working on the holiday. Now there's a growing drive to turn it into a day of service under the slogan, "A day on, not a day off." I hope that catches on. Few remember this today, but MLK was in Grosse Pointe 3 weeks before he died, speaking to a hostile crowd in a high school gym. They called him a traitor. He told them, "However much we dislike it, the destinies of black and white America are tied together. Whether we like it or not, culturally and otherwise, every white person is a little bit black, and every black is a little bit white." That meant, he said, no separate paths to power and fulfillment. Either we figure that out, or we all perish together as fools. King's holiday was yesterday. Starting today, we should try to live his message every day of the year.